that was fantasy.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week we started a sermon series applying biblical principles to government. And some people don't realize that the Bible actually should be applied to government. In fact, some people say, well, keep the Bible out of government, or that there should be separation of church and state. By the way, that phrase is not in the Constitution. It actually came from a letter from involving the Dansbury Baptist and Thomas Jefferson, where Thomas Jefferson, who wasn't even in the United States when the First Amendment was drafted, actually said that the First Amendment had established a separation of clear separation, a wall of separation. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean that the Bible and the church should not influence government. In fact, when you read the Constitution, that First Amendment, it says clearly that Congress shall not make any law to go against the church, or to prohibit the free exercise of religion. So read the Constitution and see what it says. But we're going to apply biblical principles because we are in an election time, and this is actually the primary election is happening in the state of Florida right now. People are voting. Some people have already voted by mail. We do, by the way, have voter guides, nonpartisan voter guides that are legal to be passed out in churches. We have those available at FloridaVotesValues.com. FloridaVotesValues.com. You can actually look at that. We're going to read some, not only from the Bible, but also read from some of the founding fathers on, and also not only from the founding fathers. Today we'll read also some of those people that lived during what was called the Second Great Awakening, during the time where America was really struggling with slavery and was struggling with abolition, and God was raising up abolitionists. And we're going to actually read from two of those. One is Charles Finney. This is from his lectures on revivals and religion. He said, "The time has come when Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come when they must act differently. Christians seem to act as if they thought God did not see what they do in politics. But I tell you, He does see it, and He will bless or curse this nation according to the course they, Christians, take in politics." We read last week about how God does care about who rules over us. By the way, you can listen to that sermon from last week on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. God does bless nations that obey Him, and He curses nations that disobey Him. Francis Gimke, in From the Equality of Rights of All Citizens, said this: "If the time ever comes when we go to pieces, it will be from inward corruption, from the disregard of right principles, from losing sight of the fact that righteousness exalts a nation, but that sin is a reproach to any people." From Proverbs, quoting from Proverbs 14, verse 34. The secession of the southern states in 1860 was a small matter with the succession of the Union itself from the great principles enunciated in the Declaration of Independence, in the Golden Rule, in the Ten Commandments, in the Sermon on the Mount. Unless we hold and hold firmly to these great fundamental principles of righteousness, our union will be only a covenant with death and an agreement with hell. We're going to review what we talked about last week and then cover some new ground. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with a Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page, where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. In this call, let's see, add people. So we'll get WCNO on the call here, but we are here ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. We will answer your computer questions. So we are here. We're ready, and we're all right. So do we have okay, we have WPSL and WCNO, it looks like. So that's good. And anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We will go over some things. I think because we're having some technical difficulties, one of the things we'll have to do is we will have to record the show. We're not going to be able to stream it. We're not going to have audio from the studio. So, by the way, for the studio's sake, I'm connected with my phone to you, but my audio from my phone's not coming back to my computer. So I am getting the audio from the studio, which is good, but we're having some difficulties with the upload speed on the internet here, and that just caused some issues. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. And we'll go ahead and start recording, and later on I'll upload this to Facebook so we can have some video up there on Facebook as well. So one of the things Alan has his mic there. Do you want to say something, Alan, so we can get a good sound check for you?
Yes, Brian. Good morning, everybody. And Brian, right off the bat, I have a question.
Yes.
On my Android phone, I've been getting notices that updates are available. Question number one is, should you do those updates? And question number two is, if you should, how do you do it?
Yeah, so with the Android phone, one of the things we are going to work on for the future is we're actually going to work on being able to show you, me being able to show you on the screen so that you can see when you're watching the video, whether you're watching the video live, which again, right now we're not having a live video just because of the technical difficulties that we're having. But again, all the segments of today's show, we'll get that up on Facebook later on today. So you will be able to watch that. But right now I don't have the ability to show you on the screen a phone just like I do on my computer. But what you'll do is you'll typically go to the settings. So there's a few different updates. One is the app update. So with your phone, you're going to have various apps. And with an Android phone, what you're going to have is you're going to have the Google Play Store. With Apple, you have the Apple the Apple Store. And so on the screen, I don't know. Well, I don't think that's going to show up too well on the screen. But you're going to look for Google Play Store with your Android phone. That will allow you to update apps. With an Apple phone, what you do is you click on the App Store, and then from the App Store, you click on the. It'll actually show you how many updates are available. You'll click on that, and you'll be able actually to scroll down, and it shows you all the apps that have updates. One of the things you can do with an Apple, you may be able to do this with an Android. You can set updates for automatic, where it just when there's an update available, it just automatically downloads it and installs it. If it's a operating system update, the phones have operating systems just like computers do, and there are updates to the operating system. And so with the operating system updates, you get those through settings. So you go into settings with an Apple. If there's an update available right at the top, it'll actually give you that. And I believe it's under general. Under general, there's software updates. It'll actually give you the option to update. Under the Android, it's going to be in a little bit different place. But you should be able to actually do the update there. And that'll be cool. You want to get those updates. Some of the updates are feature updates. Some will correct errors or bugs that have been found in the operating system or in the the app. One of the things to consider, though, with an operating system update is you want to consider the age of your phone and whether that operating system is going to make your phone slower or faster. So that's something to look for. If it's going to make it slower, you may want to kind of maybe not do the update, because at some point, when if your phone is older, at some point the newer stuff, the newer operating system will make it slower. However, one of the things that I have installed on my phone, and my phone is not the latest and greatest and fastest phone, but on my phone, and it's, my phone is the old Apple iPhone SE. So it has the chip that is as fast as a 6S, iPhone 6S, but it is in the same case and same size as a as an iPhone 5S. Now the new iPhone SE is actually has the chip of the iPhone 10 and has the same case as the iPhone 8. So that just gives you a little bit of idea where mine is. But mine's not the fastest, but I did install the latest iOS operating system. And one of the things about the latest iOS operating system, that's the operating system that is created for Apple. One of the things that is about that is that it is actually not slower than it was before. It actually does perform fairly well, and so that's a good thing. And I did it. I have the latest system. Now, one of the things, sometimes you get apps, if you haven't updated your operating system in a while, sometimes you can't update the app without updating the operating system if your operating system is so old. And this is one thing that happens with old iPhones and old iPads. It would happen also with old Android phones and Android pads. At some point, the phone will not support, the phone or the tablet won't support the update. So when you go to update with the device, you're going to have some issues. So that's something that you want to take a look at and kind of think. And basically what's going to happen is at some point Apple and Google are going to say this phone or this tablet does not support this operating system. So you're limited to the apps that you can get for that are designed for that operating system. And sometimes you can, some of the app manufacturers will create apps that are older versions that you can still download on some of those devices. Like for instance, we have an old iPad at our house, and it will install Facebook, but not the latest Facebook app. So because the operating system, the iOS, won't go up beyond what it is. So that's kind of the way that's kind of what happens. And that's, hey, we can help you if you need help with any of that. If you have questions with any of that, I mean, you can definitely call on phones because they are computers as well. And that's a really, really good question there, Alan. And definitely on the other side of the break, if you have more questions on that, we'll go over those as well.
I do.
All right. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right. We are back. We're ready to answer your questions. So one thing I just wanted to remind you about is that the live stream's not going on right now, but I will mix this later on. I'll get the audio, you know, if we get a call in, 772-340-1590, I'll hear the call, but I'll have to repeat that for the video. But anyway, we're here, we're ready to answer your questions. And, And I'll mix this all together later on. I am recording the video. I'll mix this together later on. We'll get this up to Facebook. It does take a little bit of time for that to happen. So, you know, it might be late in the day or maybe even tomorrow before that all happens. But we'll get that up there. And right after the show's over, we'll call AT&T and resolve what is happening and why there's a problem with the internet here with uploads. And we'll get that resolved so that we're ready to go for next week as well. But we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. And I know, Alan, you had a follow-up question on to what you were asking, or maybe a different question. I don't know.
No, it's a follow-up, Brian. You mentioned that when you install an operating system, a new operating system on your phone, if it slows it down, you know, obviously you don't want to use it. But my question is, how do you know before you install it if it's going to slow it down, or do you install it, see that it's slowing down, then take it off and put the other one back?
Yeah, well, the issue is you're not really going to be in the modern environment. You're not really going to be able to put the old operating system back on. Now, and as far as I know, there's no way to do that with an Android phone. So what's going to happen is with an Android phone, you're going to have the operating system that you installed. So if it is slower, well, you can live with the slowness, or you can buy a new device. So that's really your options with the Android. Now, with an iPhone, if you have an older version of iTunes and you make backups through iTunes instead of the iCloud, and let me just explain that a little bit. iCloud is cloud-based software, so it's basically you're using cloud storage. So Apple has a server, and really it's not Apple's server. They're paying Amazon to provide that storage for them. But your phone can actually be backed up to Apple. Well, to their iCloud. Well, one of the things that they do with that is they give you 5 gigabytes of data for free. And if, of course, a lot of people have more, their phones have more data than that. And so what they do is they say, well, you can pay 99 cents. And I believe they give you 100 gigabytes for 99 cents. So, you know, it's 99 cents a month. You know, so you think, how many people have an iPhone, 99 cents a month, dollar a month, if they can get a good percentage of those people paying 99 cents a month, that's extra revenue for them. So being an investor, Alan, I know you can appreciate that. Google does I believe have the ability to do something like that. One of the things that Apple has the ability to do also with Apple is to use iTunes. And I'll switch over to a full screen just to show you iTunes. Now, in fact, you know what I might do? I might actually go ahead and plug my iPhone into the computer so that you can see what happens. And by the way, again, when I say you can see, this is going to be on the video. So I'll be posting that to Facebook at some point later today or tomorrow, depending on how long it takes. Sometimes it takes a little while to upload. But when I plug in my USB cable to my computer, what will happen is iTunes will automatically launch. And that's because I've configured my computer to back up through iTunes. So we're coming up to iTunes here. Well, iTunes is going to load. And in just a minute or two, I don't know. Okay, there it goes. So iTunes is going to load, and what it's going to say, for whatever reason, because I've changed my backup folder, it's going to tell me that there's an error syncing my phone, and I'll click OK, and then it'll go ahead and sync the phone. So I'm not sure why again, that it's doing that, but it is syncing the phone, which means that it's backing it up. So in my settings on my iPhone, I've actually configured my iPhone so that it backs up to the iCloud, to iTunes and not iCloud. So I'm not using iCloud for backup. I am sending pictures to iCloud, but I'm actually using iTunes for backing up my phone. Now, I plug my phone into my computer on a regular basis. Anytime I need to charge it, for the most part, most of the times, I charge my phone with my computer. So when I plug it in, my computer will start charging. Sometimes the phone has to be activated. I have to actually be logged into the phone. Occasionally, and I don't know why Apple does this, but I can't tell you how many times I've told my phone that I to trust my computer. It'll ask me, "Do you trust this computer?" And I'll answer, "Yes." Now, I don't know why you have to. It's the same computer. It hasn't changed. It's the same operating system. And you know, sometimes the operating system does change, but it's the same version of it could be the same version of iTunes. You know, although iTunes does update periodically. But it'll ask me periodically. It asked me yesterday or last night, "Do I trust this computer?" And I have to click yes. And sometimes I have to be logged in before it'll actually start charging. But when it's charging, it's also backing up. Now, this version of iTunes doesn't have the ability to do this, but an earlier version, I believe it was version 12, had the ability to back up your apps and back up your operating system, and you could restore from a previous version, and you might even be able with this version to restore a previous operating system from a backup. But I know you can't get those old apps. You could do that if you were able to do that. If you had that older version of iTunes. And if I click here on help from iTunes, go down to about iTunes, it'll actually tell me which version. Now this is version 12.10.7.3. I don't recall right offhand which version would allow me to restore apps, but it was a previous version that would allow it, and you could still install that if you had that version. Apple's not really going to give it to you, or not going to allow you to download it anymore, but you can get it. I don't know of a way on an Android to actually do this type of backup. Google hasn't provided a program like iTunes that will allow you to do that. Of course, Google probably wants to sell you cloud storage as well. Google, by the way, will give you 15 gigabytes, but you know, a lot of phones come with 32, 64. Some of them, with Android, you can actually put in a memory card and you can use extra memory. So this is something that you don't really have the option. What you would have to do is you would have to just go out there and you would have to go ahead and search ahead of time. Do an internet search for your phone model, and just see whether there are any issues with the update. Now, one of the things that I do also myself, when there is an update, I typically don't install it immediately. Why? Well, since Steve Jobs has been dead, and not the one that's controlling. I mean, he was very anal, retentive. He actually made sure that everything was done exactly like it was supposed to be. And typically, you didn't have problems with updates. But since he's been dead and hasn't been controlling, the company like he was in the past, there have been some issues and some glitches, and those are typically found when the operating system is first released, And then Apple will work on an update or a fix or a resolution to that, and they'll release that. And so I kind of wait just to make sure that there's no issues. You know, you kind of want to give it a few months, you know, or at least a few weeks to know, is anyone having issues? You know, you'll see if people are having issues, and you do a search for that version of the operating system, and it's been out for a week or two. You'll see if people are having issues, and so that's a good way to do that. And I would encourage you just check that out. So did you have any follow-ups on that, Alan?
Just wanted to ask you if you know who the current CEO of Apple is.
I don't remember who the current
Tim
CEO.
Cook.
Tim Cook. Okay. My names are my wife can remember names, and I'm working and trying to remember names, but it doesn't come as easy to me as it does to my wife. So that's definitely I'll have to try to remember that it's Tim Cook that is the current CEO, but he hasn't been doing as good of a job at making sure that the operating systems that they release are bug free and glitch free. And by the way, it's very difficult for them to know. It's more difficult for Google to know than it is for Apple, because Apple controls every portion of the iPhone. They make the hardware, but you have to think that operating system has to work with the iPhone 10, the iPhone, the iPhone 9, the iPhone 8, the iPhone 7, the iPhone 6, the iPhone SE. You know, so you have to. There's several versions of that, and there are a number of issues that could crop up without them knowing. Now, with Google, it's a little bit more difficult. With Google, one of the things with Google is that they're having issues where they don't make the hardware. So the hardware could be made by LG, it could be made by Samsung, it could be made by a whole bunch of different companies make phones and tablets that use the Google operating system. So when you have that type of a situation, you have the same type of situation as you have with a PC, where there are multiple hardware manufacturers, and one person may have a problem with their system that another person doesn't have. So that's something that that's something that a lot of times it isn't known until the operating system's released. Because they're not going to be able, Google's not going to be able really to test their operating system, their update with all of the different versions of the software and all of the different hardware. You just think of it. A different phone could be using a different modem. It could be it's using a different camera. It's using different audio. And so there's so many different variables, just like with a Windows PC. And sometimes it's not until the update is released until those things are found. And of course, once they're found, well, you know, you have to kind of wait until the company comes out with a patch. So, but hey, we'll take that up.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them, computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back ready to answer your questions and ready to, of course, in the shop, we're ready to solve computer problems as well. And next week we'll be ready to solve computer problems. So our number again, 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. We are here. We're ready to answer your questions. One of the things I thought we might do is do a follow-up on a topic we were talking about, because we're talking about phones
and some of the updates and how they can have glitches. And I just wanted to give an update because we haven't done it. I haven't gone over this yet, but we did have an issue that we talked about a few times a few weeks ago. We were talking about updates, an update to Microsoft's operating system. It was actually a feature update, or excuse me, not a feature update. The feature update is kind of like a service pack. But what this was, it was actually an update to an app, it was a roll up update, which means that it has security updates, and it's supposed to fix various things. Well, that particular update for some people did break their printing, where the printing would not work. And basically, what would happen when you would go to print on the computer, the Explorer shell would crash. Now, what the Explorer shell is it's the shell that provides the visual aspects, a lot of the visual aspects of Windows, including the taskbar. So when the Explorer crashes, you lose the taskbar. If you had any Explorer windows that are open, you're going to lose those as well. So those will just automatically close. And this happens just for maybe a few seconds, and then Explorer reloads, and you get the start or the taskbar again, and access to your start button, access to your clock, and all of the other programs that are running, and the icons that are hidden down there in the lower right hand corner. So, but again, Explorer crashes, no printing happens. So that was an issue, and I mentioned that we had a customer that had a few computers that had the issue, and then some other computers that didn't have the issue. Well, I've been back out there a few other times, and we did install remote software on some of the computers. On some of them, the update reinstalled, and I went ahead I went ahead and removed that update, and I also turned off updates. Let me show you, and again, this video won't be up for until later today, but I'm going to click on Start and go up to Settings. I'm going to verbally describe this for those that are listening on the internet, and also I'll go ahead and let you know this also for I'll verbally describe it, but if you watch the video later when I post it, you'll be able to see this. So we're going to go into Windows Settings, and then we're going to click on Updates and Security. So if you're having this issue, by the way, updating the printer driver may resolve the problem, and there are newer versions of the driver that do resolve the problem. However, this particular user, they have a color printer, and this is a business. Some businesses, because they're paying a certain amount of money for black printing, and they're paying a higher amount for color printing, they actually will limit the amount of the people that can print in color. And so they've done that, and of course the bosses who are paying the bills, they're cognizant, you know, they realize when they print something, if they don't need it in color, I've installed two print drivers. So one prints with black, the other one actually has a code that allows color printing. Without that code in the correct place in the driver, the color printing won't work. That particular driver is actually a PCL 6, or excuse me, PCL 5. So if we go to the control panel, and you can get there. Quick way to get there with Windows 10 is just hold down the Windows key and press R That brings up the run command. Type control in the open field and hit enter or click OK. That'll bring up the control panel. I've changed my view from category to small icons, but you can get to the devices and printers through the category. It just takes a few an extra step. But I'm going to click on devices and printers and just show you some of the printers that are in my window here. And some of these actually, you see this is a PCL. So this is actually a Samsung generic driver for that. These drivers don't specifically tell you which version of PCL it is, but there is a PCL5, there's also a PCL6, and a lot of manufacturers will have the drivers for both of those. And with this particular one, if we right click on the printer, go down to properties and left click, and there's actually a security tab. And let me see, I have the notes on the exact way to do it, and it's different with every manufacturer. But there's a way to actually go in and put a code in that gives the ability to print in color. And what happens when a print job is sent to the printer without that code, the printer powers up like it's about to print, but then just powers right back down and it doesn't print because it sees that the code doesn't exist. So that with that particular printer, that code goes in with the PCL5 version of the printer. And it is possible that the PCL6 would work, but we know the PCL5 will work. So what I did is because I know Microsoft will come out with a fix for this eventually, I went into settings in Windows updates, and you see there's a little button here to pause updates for 7 days. So you can pause updates for 7 days, but you know, Microsoft, they didn't come out with an update within 7 days. So I can actually click on advanced options, and then I can actually go down, and it says pause updates. It says pause until, and you can select a date. So there are several dates in here. So we can go to the end of July. We can go, pick really any day throughout, it looks like throughout August, almost to the end of August. So we can go out all the way to August 29th. Now, what I did is I went just past the third, well, I actually paused updates to about right now, because Microsoft releases updates on the third Tuesday of the month, which was the 21st. Those updates will roll out the 21st or the 22nd. So your computer, if you haven't installed updates in the last week, you probably need to go out and install those. Well, I actually paused the updates until after the 21st. So I believe I went to either the 24th or the 25th. So in the next few days, we'll know whether Microsoft has fixed that issue or not, because if not, they'll give me a call and they'll let me know that those updates, that they're not printing again. So hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully Microsoft has resolved the issue. But that's an example of something where, again, Microsoft doesn't control the hardware in a computer. They don't control the drivers that are used. Drivers are small pieces of software that allow the operating system to communicate and use the hardware devices. They don't create the drivers. They don't create the printers. They don't create the printer drivers. So there are all of these abilities, by the way, that are built into these printer drivers. And sometimes the manufacturer, when they come out with one printer driver, will work for a certain purpose, like in this case, putting the code in, but another version of the driver won't work for that. And another thing that happens with people that have printers and coming with drivers is If you have a Macintosh, well, you're going to have a different operating system. You're going to have a different driver. And in a lot of cases, you're going to have different abilities. You may not even have the ability to print without printing in color. And so, you know, you might not even think about this, you know, being a consumer, because I know some of our customers, they just print, you know, they print every now and then. And it's not a big deal. They're not paying a lot of money. But, you know, we have one customer, Alan, that they were having some issues with their printer. I logged into their printer. And by the way, they got this printer in like October. And guess how many pages they printed since October, Alan?
22.
No, you're just a little bit low there. They actually printed, it was over 37,000, if my memory serves me correct. So, you know, when you look at printing that many pages, and let's say you're paying a certain amount of money for every black page that you print, and you're going to pay four times that if they print in color, well, as a boss, you know, if you're going to print 37,000 pages, you're going to want to make sure that you only print in color when you need to print in color. And you probably are going to limit some people from being able to print in color altogether. And so that's what we've done. By the way, you can do this if you're printing something on your computer. You can do this, and I'll show you this real quick because we're coming down to the final little bit of the show here. But we'll go back into printers and in the control panel, devices and printers, and when you go to print, you have options in here where you can actually choose how you want to print. So you go into the printer properties. I just right-clicked on the printer, went into printer properties, and you go into preferences, and you can change the preferences so that it actually does not print in color. And we'll see if we have time. If we don't, hey.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day. I want to encourage you to take time to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I and our children can enjoy freedom. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Government, Part 1. We'll look at what God says in the Bible and apply it to this subject. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.